Corey, you know the drill. What's the intro? Say it right to the camera.
This is your third time now.
This podcast is...
Stop.
Is empowered by...
Just go for it.
Try. All right, hold on. Let me get it in my head. You guys make me so nervous.
You got this.
Okay.
Okay.
You can't look at me when I'm trying to do
it. No, we have to.
Go.
This broadcast is...
Did you say broadcast?
Yes.
It's a podcast.
This is what I'm talking about. You make me nervous.
You got it. You got it.
We are broadcasting information.
We are.
We're almost a news channel.
Yeah, almost.
This podcast is brought to you by Sunday Cool and powered by love.
Oh, and Sunday Cool.
And Sunday Cool. I said Sunday Cool.
Yeah.
Twice, Sunday Cool.
Watch this. Or listen.
Watch or listen here.
Yep. What?
Hey guys, just real quick before we start the episode, listen, we are now in the new year. 2024 is here, and we want to be your one-stop shop for every event. That goes for your business, for your church, your VBS, whatever it may be.
I agree. Yes.
I don't know what he's saying, but hey, listen, I just want to encourage you to go to sundaycool.com to order all your custom merch, hats, stickers, shirts, hoodies, everything you could possibly need for your event can be done here at sundaycool.com.
Excuse me. I completely agree with everything Andy said. In fact, I'm proud of you, Andy. I'm proud of everything that you've accomplished. The one thing that I do wish is that you had your father.
You heard the man. I didn't. I have no idea what he's saying. But listen, sundaycool.com. Love you guys. Now go back to the episode. Let's go.
You are just a boy without a father, and it makes me sad. It makes me sad that you grew up without him, and I do hope the best for you. But it's amazing of the man that you've become. Where do you go? sundaycool.com. Go now.
Get that great card.
Yeah, have you guys seen Sunshine yet?
No.
Sure. Do it in front of your face.
It's good.
It's a sci-fi thriller with your favorite guy,
Killian.
Yes.
Oh. I gotta watch it.
Killian. It's Chris Evans. They're literally going to blow up the sun, so that they create a new sun because the sun's dying. So they're blowing up the sun, and it just has a weird twist, and it's pretty intense.
I'm not height shaming, in the least bit. But did you know that he's 5'7"?
I mean, it makes sense. He's got that short king energy. He does come off with a lot of swagger, and it's like only a guy. I mean, a guy with that's 5'7" can handle that. The way he carries himself, you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
If he didn't have the swagger he did, he'd just be another short guy. But it's like, yeah, Killian Murphy can be 5'7". He could be 5'3". With a face like that, why not?
He could be two foot.
What do they say on Facebook?
No shame.
His skin is really tight. It's so tight.
Hey, which one is mine?
What, is it too loud?
A touch.
You are the four dial at the top? No, the top. Yeah. Turn it.
Talk.
Yeah.
You like
that? Is that better, 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 better?
That's good. Yeah, I didn't want to. Yeah, I bet. Yeah, I bet. I didn't want to, like, complain about it, but it was, I didn't know if I could do that for an hour.
How's it now?
Oh.
I like that.
Perfect. That good. Whoa. Can't do that.
We can't. Golly.
Nope. Disney will get you.
But we could do this. Steamboat Willie. Yeah, you're better at whistling.
I know.
That's public domain now.
Public domain now, baby.
Guys, keep an eye on sundaycoolswag.com. Maybe. Bobby, possibly, possibly.
Corey's back.
Hey, happy new year, Corey.
Hey, thank you.
Hey, welcome back.
Corey's back because Andrew is gone.
Hey, Corey's back.
Corey, give us an update. What have you been up to?
Just enjoying the season.
Yeah. Are you a holiday guy?
More Thanksgiving, but Christmas is always nice.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Did you get any good Christmas gifts this year? It was a few weeks ago, but
I got just blessed with a ton of family time. Just a bunch of love.
Look at this guy.
Aww.
That's really nice.
It's disgusting, honestly. It's nothing about what Christmas is about. Yeah, it makes me sick.
Yeah.
What do you like, the cookies? You eat a lot of cookies?
What the heck? First of all,
what do you like, cookies?
First of all, I don't like the way you said it.
He does this.
Second of all, yeah, I like cookies, okay?
You like cookies, don't you?
You like cookies? Yeah, that was a dumb question, wasn't it?
Of course you did.
Of course you do. Here you go. I feel like I'm going to die for it.
It's warm in here.
We're all covered up. Oh, well, you're not.
I know. I was going to wear my sweater, but it's hot.
Oh, I'm wearing my brand new.
I'm cold.
Ninjas are Butterflies Robots
and
hoodie.
With the new robot hat.
Robot hat.
Available now at SundayCoolSwag.com.
Keep your head protected.
We actually built in this new technology that protects your brainwaves from artificial intelligence.
Yeah, it's actually interlined with like an actual like strong or tin foil that's like almost like Teflon or something like that.
Yeah.
But we
own the
later
patent.
On we're going to be doing some microchips parts like where it's like every once in a while we'll like be able to poke a needle in your head. This little top thing, it'll feed a chip into your brain. It's gonna be really fun.
Yeah,
and we'll just send you Sunday Cool ads.
Yeah.
The FBI came to us and they're like, hey, can we put chips in your hats? And we're like, I don't see why not. We can trust you. You've never done anything wrong, especially the MLK or JFK or a lot of other people.
Yeah. Hey, since Andrew's not here, we're gonna have to kind of improvise a song.
Song?
A song?
Or unless you do you know how to play anything?
No.
Okay.
You can play the spoons, can't you?
You can play the spoons, can't you?
You guys should do like Living on a Prayer, but do the Sunday Cool.
We'll do something like that.
That'd be cool.
Whoa, what have we did? Wow, Sunday Cool Podcast.
I don't know.
They just saw a butterflies, baby. Episode 72.
You ready?
Yep, ready. Oh, hi-dee, welcome to the show.
It's Ninja's Butterflies.
Episode 72.
I swear we'll tell no lies.
We'll talk about it all.
From Bigfoot to diarrhea.
You never know just what we'll say.
Habba-dabba-dabba-mia.
Oh,
hi-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
We really don't know a lot,
but we sure act like we do.
We chat about conspiracies
while covered in tattoos.
So we hope you like the show.
It's time to fly the coop.
We gotta wrap up the song,
cause I really gotta poop.
Oh, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, oh, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did, I did.
Nice.
That was good.
It's a little Irish ditty.
Hey, thanks, man.
Just an Irish song for you all.
We had a really cool song prepared, but Andrew abandoned us.
Andrew ruined it. But guess what? He's not going to see any of this footage, so what should we say about him?
We should say, I don't know.
Oh, Andrew, you poop head. You tardy sauce because you're not here.
Yeah. I'm jealous of your looks.
Yeah. Your long
right?
hair.
Yeah.
You suck. You're so handsome.
Yeah. Ew.
Ew.
Yuck.
Want to hug him.
Ah. Just want to hold his hand maybe for a little bit.
Yeah.
But not kind of in a like a bro way.
Yeah.
You know?
Make some prolonged eye contact for, you know, like but just like, real intimate
like,
wise.
But not like in a weird way. But
not in a weird way, but like I press our cheeks together sometimes.
Because,
just hold each other because it feels good.
Just because he's so handsome.
Yeah. Because he's so handsome. Yeah. But not in a weird way, though.
Not in a weird way. No, in like a really cool way.
Yeah. Because he's like a coworker and stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But everyone be quiet. Because we have a question. This one.
It seems like it's really weighing on you today.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it is.
I'm sorry, Palin. Get it off your chest, man.
Did you call me Palin?
Pal. I didn't call you Palin.
Hey, everyone be quiet.
Palin.
Hey, shh.
Pimmy Palin.
Hey. Seriously, this is no time. I don't know why you're laughing right now.
Listen,
because of how serious this is.
Chill.
To
today's question sent in by a viewer. Should firemen be stopped?
Should firemen be stopped? Ah, man, that's a really tough one. I'm really kind of like mulling that over because I know people who are firefighters.
Yeah, me too.
And it takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
But should they be stopped?
Yeah.
I say, yeah. Mm. I think they should.
Yeah. I think so too. Corey?
I think they need to do the opposite. I think they need to keep going more. Every time I drive by a firehouse.
It's a yes or no, it's a yes or no question.
What did he, you said? Yeah?
Yeah.
No. No.
No?
I had a good explanation too, but now I'm just going to keep it locked up. So I hope you guys enjoy that. Think about it.
Okay. I'm curious now, but.
Yeah. All right. Well, Lily?
No, they should not be stopped.
Why do you say that?
Yeah.
They're doing wonderful things to save the community, people in the community.
That's not the question. The question is, should firemen be stopped?
Yeah, should they be stopped?
No.
They shouldn't be stopped. What if a fireman was on their way to maybe accept a Medal of Honor, a medal or the keys to the city because they saved people's lives? They should be stopped then?
I said, no, they should not be stopped.
Wait, they shouldn't be stopped? No, wait, so, what am I wait, saying? You're wait, saying what am should... I saying?
No, no, everybody quiet because
I'm right.
I think what Corey and Lily are saying, if I'm getting this right, Andy.
I hope you are.
That firemen, that they should not be stopped. But what I was referring to was, should firemen be stopped from going into bad places?
Bad places? Like what?
Like
for an example.
Like a house that has thousands of snakes in it. And they're guaranteed to get bit.
Or the fourth dimension.
Or the fourth dimension.
We don't want firemen in the fourth dimension.
We don't want them there. I don't think because they can survive.
They're going to be lost and they're going to leave their families behind. Wait, so Lily and Corey don't want firemen to have families?
I think that's exactly what they're saying.
Oh, no.
Guys, welcome to the show.
This is crazy.
Don't have an aneurysm.
Did I say ninja? I meant the butterfly. There's no doubt. One of God's chosen. I said, empty your mind.
You learn martial arts.
I can't believe I got that messed up so bad. I was like, I'm making a really good point here. Lily's like, no, you're hitting my point better, actually.
These questions are becoming brain exercises.
They really are. As you were, I'm literally filling up my mind when you asked me, I was just like, I was literally just talking. I didn't know what I was saying because I was literally trying to think it was a twist in my mind, and I think that's where I got messed up. I was like, I was not thinking at all.
So, second week in the new year, baby.
Hey, we're here and we're live, and I'm low on energy.
No,
2024 is taking it from me.
No,
it's done. It's done. I'm scared.
How are you feeling?
How's your energy?
High. Real high.
Really?
High.
Good.
Oh yeah.
Nice. I'm there too. January is so crazy for us.
Yeah.
And it's exciting. School's starting up. I'm going back to school.
What are you doing? Know this.
I was trying to be really quick because Andrew's gone. So I was going to find a reel for later.
I'm supposed to text him.
Oh, okay. Just kidding.
Oh, we could FaceTime him.
Yeah, we could do that.
That'd be funny.
My energy's fine, by the way. I'm good this year.
Well, you're just like not paying attention to this conversation.
Oh, I know everything everybody said.
What did he say? 10 seconds
Recap
ago.
Recap it.
You said you're
tired. Actually say every word everyone said.
I don't need to. My brain automatically summarizes everything you guys say.
Word. So 2024 is here.
Yes.
And it's already becoming not a fun year.
Why?
Dude, day one, we had a tsunami.
Well, the whole earthquakes in Japan.
Oh, yeah.
Earthquake.
And then the earthquakes and then the tsunamis and stuff. And then volcanoes going off. And then just craziness. But do you remember?
Yes.
It was a couple months ago, 5 months ago.
Yeah, June. Yeah, July. Yeah.
You don't watch our podcast. But we talked about this fish. It's called the Doomsday Fish.
Yeah.
Do you know what this is?
No.
No. So An oar fish.
Yeah, technically an oar fish.
A deep sea oar.
Yes, deep sea oar fish. And it
I forgot about that.
They call it a doomsday fish because when it comes to the surface, typically that means there's going to be an earthquake or tsunami in the not so distant future. And this doomsday fish appeared off the coast of Japan 5 months ago. And then Japan was just rocked by these giant earthquakes.
And the last time they'd been out, it was something.
It was the Indonesia.
Yeah. So it's like
tsunami.
It's really weird. Is like that, whenever time they come up to the surface, it's always noted as like, this is a absolute sign. This is like the only thing that's similar in all these cases. It's wild.
Yeah. Is that like folktale or like scientifically like I mean, it's in the water?
Like it's not like scientific, it. Like this is why they're coming up. It's just, this is the,
every time they've come up, Something major happens.
Yeah, every time they observe it and they
Earth event happens.
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Yeah,
in that relative area or like okay.
Yeah,
that's interesting.
So that their guess is that they can like sense like a seismic shift.
Yeah.
At the bottom of the ocean, so that's why they swim up. And it
I wonder
happened.
If a tectonic plate moves and then it dislodges it from its little nest.
Mm. That's like the Godzilla minus one.
That's true. Yeah.
Which I wish.
Dude, we would
have watched it before we gave our top five movies because that's probably my number two favorite movie.
Wow.
Godzilla. Yeah. So let's
of 2024. Yeah. Or 2023.
Well, let's talk about it in a second, but let's like on the same subject of this doomsday stuff. We talk about movies as far as to leave the world behind. You guys haven't watched it yet, right?
Mm-hmm. You watched the Obama movie?
Okay. Yeah. It's that was produced by the Obamas. It was on Netflix. A lot of people watched it.
Have you heard about it?
We tried.
What movie?
The Leave the World Behind. Produced by the Obamas on Netflix.
Like Barack?
Yeah, and Michelle.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, shout out. No, I haven't watched that.
It's an okay movie. I mean, like, it's whatever, but in the whole movie, it's literally the world is coming to an end, but the similarities through the symbolism with animals knowing what's coming on, they're warning people, and then you look at what happened in Japan, all these crows, I mean, like, literally masses of crows going crazy, and apparently that's what they do when tsunamis are about to hit, and so I think it's really, in the end times, I think we are going to see a lot more animals acting differently. I think that's something cool from the movie that they showcase, which also it's like, how do you not, that's just God revealing himself in other ways too, like right there, you know, like, but whatever.
Speaking of that movie though, the world's, what is it?
Leave the world behind. Yeah.
I saw this guy on TikTok. The video had like 70 likes, like, and it was like a really not good looking video and stuff, but it was this old man. And for like 30 or 20 years, he's been doing like video editing and stuff. And I think he makes trailers, maybe.
Okay.
But he has a software to where he uploads the entire movie and he takes clips from it.
Mm-hmm.
He said in 20 years of doing this video editing, so when he uploads it, like on the timeline, there's the video file and then the audio file, nothing else. He did it with Leave the World Behind, and there was 5 audio files underneath it. And one of them was like a, what do they call it? Like a frequency that was under the entire movie.
Oh, just like
weird.
But you couldn't hear it unless it was like cranked. But it was just like a,
what?
It's kind of like the discs that they would, if you play it backwards, it's like vote for blah, blah, blah. Or
yeah.
Yeah, the subliminal messaging. Yes. Like, that's trippy.
Yeah.
Why? Like, because you obviously, you know, we both mess with video files and all that stuff like that. Have you ever seen, like, we've done it with certain cameras where they'll have multiple audio files, but that's strange.
He said in 20 years, he's never seen that from importing a movie into that software.
Yeah, because all you're downloading is a file.
But if we're going off the, we talked about frequencies and stuff.
Yes.
Like, are they like,
something
causing this, like, hysteria with this movie? Like, with this frequency?
You know what I've been thinking about? You know that feeling that you have when you think about Disney, like Walt Disney World?
Yeah.
We had different feelings when we...
Yeah. I don't match your feeling, but I get what you're saying.
I always thought that they like pumped pheromones into the park that you were like breathing in and you're like, I love Disney. But maybe they're playing frequencies at a different...
I mean, why wouldn't they?
I know.
Why wouldn't they? I mean, they do like stuff for like spraying with mosquitoes and stuff like that and smells. So it's like, so, I mean, there's got to be some type of experimental stuff that they've been doing.
Yeah.
To make you happier, right? Yes. There's got to be, because every detail is so thought out. So you.
That can't be true because I don't feel happy.
That's true. You have to be, yeah, like maybe you have to like, you have to sign up for it or something like that. Like that's.
Or maybe they like know your DNA. Yeah. Like they have
only
the
personality
database.
Types or something like that.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Yeah.
This guy's an Enneagram 8. Get him out of here. But no, let's talk about movies.
Okay.
Dude, I watched two movies that came out in December that I didn't even have my top 10 that will be on my top 10 now.
What?
Iron Claw and Godzilla, dude. Godzilla minus one was so freaking good. We talked about we were going to go watch it.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the half episode.
71 and a half.
And dude.
And you're giving that exact look.
And it was so good.
Dude, was
Lily,
really
you actually
good.
Would love it.
Bro, I'm dying to see Iron Claw, though. Dude. I love Lip from Shameless, whatever his name, or the bear.
Listen, Jeremy Allen White.
Is that his name?
Yeah. I love pro wrestling. Maybe not everyone knows that, but I love pro wrestling. I grew up on it, and I've heard these people's names, the Von Erich family, and they're iconic in the world wrestling entertainment. But I had no idea the actual details of their family history. And it is, if you have not watched it, prepare yourself. It is a traumatically gut-wrenching movie. Punches you in the face.
Really?
Oh, it's rough. It's a tough one. And it's all real. It's all based on a true story. And they even cut down like on one huge other tragedy in their life.
Oh, geez.
That people were like, why didn't you have this? And it was such a long movie.
Oh, my gosh.
But Godzilla Minus One, dude, so incredibly good.
Yeah.
The storytelling in it. The twists and the turns, the graphic. Oh, man.
I definitely want to see it.
It's so fun.
But speaking of Iron Claw.
Well, I was talking about Godzilla and you said, I really want to see it.
Yeah, you weren't paying attention.
Oh, sorry, because I was looking up something.
Speaking of things.
Speaking of Iron Claw. Do you know what else has claws?
What?
Cats.
Ooh. Hate them.
And I saw this video the other day and I'm like, whoa, what in the world? Okay. Do you know what a cat's eye looks like?
I don't want to know.
Up close, I mean,
just
obviously,
like,
just
when
like
you look at a cat, what do the pupils look like?
Yeah, it's like the shape, that shape, right? Like,
yep.
What is that called?
Like a snake,
like a slit or a vertical slit eye.
Yeah, like a soft diamond.
Do you know what other animals have eyes like that?
Lizards,
reptiles.
Okay,
it's a reptile.
Do you think lions and tigers have eyes like cats?
No,
they don't. No. In fact. Cats are the only
mammal
besides goats, but their eyes go like that.
They're goats are squared. Those are those are demonic. Those are straight up demonic.
They're freaky.
That's so much.
But it's just interesting that cats, like, they come from, right, the cat family.
Yeah, feline.
But they're the only cats in the cat world that have eyes like that. Lions don't, tigers don't, panthers don't. All the other cats have circle pupils.
Do they know why?
There's one guy was talking about maybe some weird genetic crossbreeding back in like the Egyptian days.
Yeah.
Because, you know, they like held cats up at like, like a holy status.
Yeah.
But they also were like obsessed with snakes and stuff too.
Yeah.
But what was weird, my mom told us this the other day. She saw that to keep gators off your land, you get an outdoor cat because gators are afraid of cats.
Really?
Isn't that weird?
Yeah.
The way cats are afraid of cucumbers, alligators are afraid of cats.
Cats are afraid of cucumbers?
We'll have to show you a video after this. this is going to be a wild revelation for you.
But also, cats hiss like snakes.
They do?
Yeah. Dude, that's such a weird thing.
Were cats always around? Like the house cat? Were those always a thing?
I don't know.
I think they've always, they have some kind of like, you know, they're synonymous with like the occult. Don't you think that way?
Yeah.
I mean, there's obviously got to be some like with witches and stuff like that. Like there's
cats.
Let me look up. When were cats like domesticated?
Because I don't think
I still don't think they're domesticated.
I don't think there were like chihuahuas running around.
No.
Like back in the day, just chilling. Okay.
But isn't that weird to think about? Like, how do we get from a wolf to a shih tzu?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey, like, how many little avenues did you have to take?
Yeah. Like English bulldogs literally used to, like, terrorize bulls.
Like, they would be ferocious animals that travel in herds and, like, bite the ankles of bulls, and they would tear them apart. It's like, these things were, like, different.
That is weird to think about. Dog breeds look different now than they did, like, 200 years ago.
Yeah.
For sure, yeah.
We do, too. We're, like, way taller.
Yeah. Some of us taller than others.
Yeah, and listen, I don't think anything less of you.
That you like embraced your shortness. Listen, compared to my height,
you're 5'6". Jesus was technically 5'7". They said.
Really?
So that's you're closer to Jesus' height than I am. I mean, I'm 6 foot. You're 6'5". Lily's even like she's taller than you. Mm. That would be the funny thing if we started that rumor. Just Lily's taller than Josh.
I'm talking like this,
dude. I hate it. Kelsey's like I'm barely taller than her. We're practically the same height, but I'm barely taller than her. Anytime she puts on any pair of shoes, she's always taller than me. Oh. And it's just the most annoying thing.
But yeah, dude, I thought that was weird with the cats.
Listen, is a bobcat a cat? Is that a dumb question?
It's a bobcat.
Shut up.
A cat.
It's in the feline family.
Yeah, it's definitely.
But it's not a cat. Yeah. Like, not like a house cat.
Subgenre. Yeah.
Are you a cat person?
No.
Me neither.
Negative cats over here.
Cats.
Dude, it kind of cemented. I remember I was folding socks, like I was doing laundry on a couch. And when I was in high school, and the last memory I have of like the moment I decided I hated cats, like forever for my life, this cat would just keep coming up underneath the couch and put its nails right in my sock, right into my toes, and then go right on the couch, and I couldn't kill it, kick it, do anything because it was hiding from me.
They're evil,
and
right? Dude,
they are evil. They're so mean. I like outside cats. I dig outside cats, like where it's like keep your distance. They're cool. I dig that. They
get the mice, a bunch of, and
exactly,
rats
and apparently
snakes.
the gators. But yeah, I can't stand them in the house.
My thing, I'm in a pickle here because I'm a big dog person. We've always had big dogs. Mm-hmm. But I want something that's going to sit in my lap.
I'll sit in your lap.
Gassage.
Completely.
You are taller than me.
You're so cute. Just walking. Hey, you guys. You're just brushing Josh.
Do you know I had a Bigfoot dream the other night?
Oh, my gosh. No. This is crazy.
This is weird. What happened? A weird dream. So I was like, I was Bigfoot in the dream.
Okay.
And I was with other Bigfoots.
Nice.
Big feet?
Big feets? Big feces.
Big feces.
Yeah.
But what we didn't talk, we communicated telepathically. Like we could like read each other's thoughts.
Yeah.
But then I was able to travel in and out of this dimension.
To where?
And to the fourth dimension, I guess. I don't know. It like wasn't this dimension.
This is literally Ninjas of Butterflies in a dream. Like this is just it's all just meshing together. Dude.
No, but like I woke up, I'm like, that is what the Bigfoot species is like.
Weird.
They can travel in and out of dimensions and they can telepathically. No, but I was convinced of it when I woke up. I bet you they believe that.
Well, they do. That mermaid episode where I was falling asleep in the car and you were listening to it and I was coming in and out, and at one point I was awake and it was like, oh yeah, Bigfoot, you know, it basically is like telekinesis and like can travel on a different plane so that we can avoid.
It's like, listen, everyone knows Bigfoot can communicate telekinesis. Let's get past that. And it's like, wait, hold
there.
On.
You lost me there.
This is not common knowledge. Yeah, that's fun.
Yeah.
That's a crazy dream. That's like so much better than just a nightmare though. Like do you welcome those dreams? Like when you have dreams like that?
Sure.
Yeah.
Stay. Not scary.
Yeah. I had somebody, I watched a podcast and they were asking the question. They're like, how many times would you have to have the same dream in a night, like consecutive nights, for you to start like really kind of being scared or like having to tell people about it and like seek help?
Oh.
Like if you had the same dream every night, what would you have, like how long would it take?
2 days.
2 days?
Yeah.
Okay. Like what point do you like, I need to like find like some help? Like I need to ask somebody like maybe like that's really spiritual or like maybe somebody has a doctorate or something.
I'll do it after like probably 4 days, honestly.
4 days?
Yeah,
really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Consecutively?
Yeah, consecutively. How long would it like take you to like start worrying?
I don't know. It'd be a while.
Yeah? Like week, 2 weeks?
Especially if it's like a good dream.
Yeah.
What if it was a bad dream? I'll see that again.
What if it was like Shadow Man like standing outside your house?
Yeah, it depends on the nature of the dream.
I thought we were talking about scary dreams.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like but the thing is, any dream.
Oh.
Like, at one point, you're going to start worrying. Like, if it's a happy dream, it may be 2 weeks. And you're like, okay, this is really strange. Because it's now a part of your life, and now you're counting on it. Like, that'd be strange. I think it would take me, I think I had three really just bad dreams in a row, and I've never had that before, and like vivid stuff. And that was like, that had me telling people. So I think it would take me a week, and I would really start like reaching out to people. Like, what does this mean?
Yeah.
You know, something I know when I'm undergoing a spiritual attack, when I have a dream where taking place exactly where I'm sleeping, and maybe that's lucid dreaming. I don't know what it is, but I had a dream the other night that I was laying exactly where I was sleeping, and I thought in my head I didn't lock the door, the back door, like to the house, and I heard it open and close.
Oh no!
In my dream, I'm scared thinking about it right now.
Yeah.
And then I woke up and I'm like, I had to go walk through the whole house. I'm like, is there something here?
You didn't send Josh. You're just like, I have that.
No,
that's me tonight.
Yeah, dreams have always been a really big part of my life.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like,
weird dreams.
I'm not surprised when you say three. You're like, yeah, this is it. This is something.
Yeah.
3 days. This is something's off.
So, do you guys believe all dreams mean something?
No,
no.
I believe they some can.
You guys have heard that, right?
Definitely. Yeah, yeah. I know people. I know people that like interpret every dream they have. Like, it's always something. Like, there's always some type of symbolism in
it, underlying like something in your life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think our brains are crazy enough to come up with whatever. So it's like, I'm not going to put stock in my subconscious thoughts.
I had a dream last night that I was pregnant, and Josh said, it's a son and I want to name him John. And I thought, what the heck? Where did that come from?
I want to name him John Chris.
John Chris. Thank you, John Chris.
What does that mean?
I don't know. But yeah, dude, dreams are wild. I definitely think there's some dreams that have meaning to him, and I think God does give us those dreams.
It's always hard to tell.
I have an old dream journal from high school, and I went back and looked through it the other day. I'm like, ooh, this is freaky.
Yeah.
Do you add to it still?
No, I need to.
You definitely should. That'd be amazing, especially like stuff that you still remember, like with Aiden and stuff, because that whole story is incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah, dreams are weird, man. I don't get them very often, and so, but that whenever I do, it really freaks me out. Like, I used to love really intense like movie nightmarish dreams, but then it's like, after a while, it's like, man,
no,
it's getting more intense as I get older and I get up and I'm like, I literally have to tell myself I'm not, like, the relief that happens whenever you wake up knowing that it's not real is unlike anything
I didn't
else.
Tell you this, but I had a really scary dream last night.
Don't tell me.
I'll just give a little synopsis.
Kelsey had a weird dream last night too.
I had this dream that this really creepy old man was trying to attack me.
Yeah.
And every time he opened his mouth, bees.
Oh no.
Like, flew and were stinging me.
Oh no. You know what that means?
I need more honey.
Yes. Absolutely. My diet. Yeah. That's absolutely what it means.
Can I tell you something absolutely horrifying? Did I talk about this on the podcast already? Our neighbor boys, I think they do it on purpose to just like antagonize me. I don't know what it is.
They also listen to our podcast.
I know. I know. Jordy came up to me and he's like, I had a nightmare about your backyard. And he's like, there were monsters everywhere. And there was a snake that came up and bit Ada. And there was an old man that lived here. You guys didn't live here. And it was an old man that lived here and was terrorizing us and haunting the place. And I'm like, because an old man died in our house.
Thank you for telling me that.
So Ada was just at some random guy's house?
No.
Hanging out in the backyard getting bit by snakes?
It was our house, but an old man lived there.
With you guys?
No, he said that we didn't live there. But I guess Ada was.
You're trying to put you're trying to put logic into
a
dream.
It was a 10-year-old's dream. A 10-year-old dreamt this, but
what if he would have said like, and it was just the whole yard was covered in owls? I don't know what it means.
He will.
You would have lost it.
I came inside. I'm like, I'm horrified, Josh. We have to pray over this whole house right now. This is so scary.
Yeah.
What is it? Whatever they burn, the sage. You're just outside, just rolling around. Hey, Anna, run with this, please.
Go.
What we do know about the old man is that he didn't have any unfinished business.
Yeah.
That you know of.
And he was very kind.
His name was John.
It was.
Oh, that's creepy. And that's such an uncommon name too. So like that's like very specific.
Like how many people do you know named John?
None.
Yeah,
I could think of.
Yeah.
Yeah. No one important.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Literally no one important.
Nope.
Can love you, John Rucker.
John Rucker, I love you.
He doesn't watch our podcast.
The original Ding Dong Bandit.
Yeah.
For real.
Do they know that?
I don't know.
Oh. We I think we told the story a little bit.
On a live Q&A, I think.
Oh, it wasn't the live Q&A. Oh
yeah, that's a little
Ham. Do you know what a seraphim is?
No.
Okay, so it's a...
Look at him. Do you think he knows what a seraphim is?
You guys
is?
Have such good vocabulary. Literally all of you guys have such good vocabulary, and I like it.
I love Corey, dude. He just comes in here with no context of how we usually talk, and he just like compliments us
for our
intellectual ride. This is great.
Okay, so a seraphim is a heavenly creature described in the Bible, and it looks terrifying, but it's always in the presence of God, and it's basically described as like, I think, six wings.
Yeah, I can't remember.
And like with eyes and like a eye in the middle. So like something like that, right?
Yeah, if I saw that in a dream, we'd be talking to somebody immediately. Immediately.
It'd just take one dream.
Yeah. Well, how about not seeing it in a dream, but seeing it in real life? Because in Mexico, did I show you this already?
Yes, you did.
Okay, dude. In Mexico, this was 2 weeks ago. They're at like this airport and... these people were like up at like filming something in the sky. Okay. This is what they're filming in the sky. You see that?
That's like so, a daisy. That's so scary, dude.
And this, the thing that looks like an eye in the middle is just like moving around.
Yeah, it's shifting. It's moving. Dude, that thing is so scary.
I know, I've seen it.
Take it in, Lil.
So it's almost like it makes sense though, like in scripture, like when they were like the seraphim and stuff would come to these prophets. They literally thought they were going to die.
Yeah.
And they would say, do not fear.
Yeah. Do not be afraid.
And it's just like, when you see that,
you're
like, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
Dude, so scary.
What? Oh, golly, that's my thing.
What does that mean? I don't know. Why are they seeing that thing there? I don't know.
It's actually just based for Mexican tourism. What if aliens are just like, listen, I need to make a few extra bucks. If there's countries out here who want like extra like tourism money, like you can hire me as a private contractor. I'll show up, flash my lights a little bit, move around, do some flips, you know, and then people are like, oh, I'm going to go there.
Freak out the townspeople, peel their faces a little bit. Yeah,
peel a few faces. What's the big deal?
This thing, it looks like that, doesn't it?
It's scary, dude.
Like if you're going to describe what they said in the Bible, hold on, let me do this real quick. Let's do that.
Side by side?
Yeah. And let's do...
And it looks like no other aircraft that we've seen before, that we've ever built.
It's certainly unique.
So it's either Photoshopped?
Yeah.
Or, you know, visual effects, or something wacky.
Everything I don't understand these days is just AI.
Yeah.
It's all AI.
Yeah. That's what my take on parenting, too.
Here's another version.
Anytime I face a new struggle or like a new development, like that we have to deal with, is like, this is not real. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
I'm going to go ahead and disassociate.
Okay. Look at
bye.
This is what they saw in Mexico, right?
Yeah.
See that? Mm-hmm. And then this is a artist interpretation. Not that.
It's a mock up.
Yeah.
I mean, look at that.
I mean, it's, yeah, exactly like it. So it's either someone's trying to make something look exactly like that, or it's an actual video. And that, what does that mean, though?
I know. I don't know what it means.
What would that mean? If it was a seraphim, like, what if it was something from God? Like, what would that mean?
He said there'll be signs in the sky.
Oh, my goodness.
It's true. Be vigilant.
Yep.
Keep oil in your lamps.
Yep. It also says that the stars will fall from heaven.
Wolf.
And the stars... some people interpret stars being the heavenly creatures.
Mm-hmm.
Weird.
But sometimes I see clouds and I see jumbo shrimp, like the shapes of clouds. Like, so it's like, what does it mean? You know, what is real? What's not?
This
is real. Is real.
Is
real. Whoa.
yeah. Speaking of creepy things with big eyeballs.
Don't say it.
We got it. Don't go anywhere. Oh, look at that.
Look at that.
How the turn have tables.
Oh. Wow, this is real inconvenience.
Yeah, it is. Come on, Will. Hey, don't get caught up in a conversation.
Excuse me, ma'am.
Yes?
I have the results from your family member's surgery.
Did you call me ma'am?
Yeah.
Oh. Yes.
Ma'am?
Yeah.
And it says here, can you take a seat, please?
Sure.
I know you've been waiting a long time in this waiting room. Yes. I just wanted to let you know a couple things.
Okay.
Number one, SundayCool.com /VBS has all of brand new VBS templates and great time to start on any summer orders, early spring orders, D-Now.
Okay.
Winter retreats, stuff like that.
And number two, I thought you were going to say something bad.
No. Number two, we did lose him. We lost him.
Who?
We lost it. Your husband, ma'am. Your husband, we lost him.
Uh-oh.
He's just lost in the hospital. We didn't lose him.
Oh.
No, he's still alive. But also, if you go to Sunday, it says right here, if you go to SundayCoolSwag.com, you can order just, you know, great merch for your favorite podcast, Ninjas or Butterflies, or any Sunday Cool merch that we have on there as well. And also, I have one more announcement. And I'm very sorry. Can you please take a seat?
Sure.
Okay. You're dying.
I have an announcement.
Okay.
I'm not a man. I'm the husband that's gone missing.
What was that?
You know, I thought about you guys the other day. I was on a plane going to Nashville, and I got the window seat. I hate window seats because I don't like seeing out of the plane. Oh. Like, I just want to. I looked out, and there was another plane, like, way off in the distance. But then there was something else going that way, but it was moving so much faster.
What shape was it?
Than the plane. Like, it looked kind of like a plane. It was far away. I was like, dude, that's moving like far too fast to be a plane.
Interesting.
And I thought about you guys. I was like, bro, this is what I get. This is what I get.
Just open it up.
Dude, what is this? Have you seen anything really scary while you're hunting? Because you go hunting almost every weekend. You spend hours in the dark waiting for the sun to come up. Have you seen anything spooky?
So it's wild that you guys always talk about like, someone's hiking or someone's out in the wilderness and they see all this weird stuff.
Yeah.
Every like morning I walk into the woods, it's pitch black, or I'm coming out, it's dark. I think about every single thing that could happen. Dude,
so that's the real punishment. It's like, there's nothing really happening to you. It's just the thought of the possibilities.
I'll be walking and I'll think I hear something and I'll stop and I'll listen. It'll be like water or something. Dude, like I get freaked out.
You have never seen anything or heard anything that you couldn't explain?
No big feet. There?
I've heard some things, but there's these TikTok videos every year during hunting season that guys will be sitting there and they'll hear it'll be like a woman shrieking.
Yeah, yeah.
Or screaming.
Mm-hmm.
And that used to freak me out, but apparently, I don't know, people are like, that's a. Like a bobcat or something.
Yeah.
It sounds like a lie serial killers would come up with.
Yeah, no, bobcats make a terrifying.
Yeah, so like I've heard that before, not like as intense as a video, but I've heard that and like I try and talk myself through it, but dude, I get freaked out.
Yeah.
Like I try and get to like my tree stand as fast as possible. Like if I climb 20 feet up, nothing can get me.
Yeah.
Or it's like I'm on the ground, I'm going to get attacked.
Yeah, dude, I used to remember going out like in the mornings and going like for hunting or stuff like that, and like and just you hear even if it could just be a squirrel 20 feet away,
your senses are very much heightened
and everything's a threat.
It's like
everything wants to kill you.
Why is the dark so scary?
I don't know.
I mean, man. I guess just because you can't see.
Yeah, you feel vulnerable. Yeah, yeah, you're extremely vulnerable. Yeah.
Well, it's wild too, because like in the middle of the night, like 5:30 a.m., like. Nothing is supposed to be moving around.
Yeah.
Like, everything is supposed to be, like, kind of in its place. And if you're hearing something, that's not, like, an ideal situation.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like when you're home alone, you hear a door close. You're like, this is not. No, I don't like this.
Did I talk about the other day with the helicopters? Did I say that on the podcast?
I don't think so.
I think I did.
What?
When the helicopters were flying around our house and then Lily was... At the grocery store?
I don't think so. Don't remind me. Yeah, I guess.
I thought for sure I said it on here, but I'll just say it again. I got home and there was like two or three sheriff helicopters like flying around like our neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, weird. And like for a good 30 minutes.
Yeah.
Lily wasn't home. I walk in and our back door is open. I'm like, crap, dude.
Got a fugitive on and so in the house.
I went and grabbed the gun.
Go
home and get the gun. I grabbed it. I'm just like walking around the house, just like, I'm like, dude, they would, if they heard me come in,
yeah,
they're probably hiding.
Yeah.
And so I said, if you're in here, I got a gun.
Yeah.
I'll let you leave. Just get out now.
Yeah.
There's no one in there. I even looked in the attic, though. I was like, really? So freaked out. Yeah.
Thank you.
Do you ever yell when you don't have a gun?
Yeah. I got a gun.
Hey. If someone's in here, I got a gun.
I got three guns.
You're just standing there in your underwear, Nately, just like, just hoping no one's there.
I had to run in the grocery store like last night at an abnormal hour, and Josh is like, I have a really bad feeling. And he put a knife the size of my midsection in the
probably still in my backpack. In there, right?
No, I took it out
in
this
your
morning.
Backpack?
Yes.
Wow.
It's wicked knife. Take the gun, but
yeah. You need to get one of those little knife things on the keychain, like it's a little spike you put around your middle finger. And it's just a big spike, and it's like perfect. Or they have like those ones that like, it's a wristband, and it's a stun gun. And if it gets pulled off, like if he grabs it and it gets disconnected, it just like the thing just does like a high pitched siren thing.
Yeah,
and it just and it goes
someone
crazy.
Someone gifted me one of those when I went to college. A little siren.
It's smart. Mm. Do you ever, as a kid, did you ever like that whole I have a gun? Did you ever like? Try to like to be tough to things that you thought were in your room, like if there was a ghost or something.
Or you try to look at it, like I'm not afraid of you. Like looking in the corner, I'm not afraid of you.
They literally like this under your covers.
Like, yeah, you're just like, I'm not afraid of you. Get out of here. Come on, get.
My favorite were the videos on TikTok. They were like, it's like the ghost looking at me, trying to intimidate him, but I'm looking in the wrong corner.
You're just like
you're just like sitting there, and you're just like, he's over there. I did it recently. Probably too recent to admit, as like I was walking and I was very, very tired and I just got this weird feeling like in the dark of the house and it's just like I didn't feel good. But then I thought I saw something on the couch, like a black shadow figure or something like that. And then I was walking past and I was like, oh, that is so scary. And then I literally like, and I just like got mad almost. And I went over there like,
get out of here, Shadow!
I was like, it's Kelsey in a
blanket. It's like it was dark. I told myself afterwards, I was like, I don't know what I would have done if my fist would have just stopped, like, and like on a like a it's like, invisible mass. It's like I would have beat immediately.
Let me go.
Sorry.
Guess who got punched the other day?
Oh gosh,
what happened?
He punched me in the face.
Oh, good on for accident. You. It was on New Year's Eve. What do you put those on?
I can't, dude. This is. What are you doing? You hit your wife?
What are you doing?
What happened?
It was new. We were driving, and like we were just like
she just got lippy, and I just I get it.
And like I like did something, and she goes like, oh, and I'm like, and the girls like laughed, and I'm like, here, this time, like really, I'm gonna like really pretend to like. And then, because you know, like you do it and like they're supposed to turn her, she didn't turn her face.
I turned it the opposite way. I turned it into.
Like a bad action movie?
It was just like a.
That's so funny.
And he was like.
Lily, can you actually do something for me real quick?
What?
Can you stand up and punch Josh in the face?
I'm trying to get her to punch me.
No,
punch
please.
Right now. No, I'm not punching
just,
you.
Just for the people on the pod so that you know how hard. Because they're going to be like, wow, Josh,
no,
you have to.
I can't quick. I can't even.
Lily, they're going to be really mad.
You have to.
I'm not doing it.
You have to make it equal.
Lily, come on.
No.
Just a tiny slap then.
No.
A slap. Wow.
She hesitated. Why'd you hesitate?
This is a test. You're supposed to say no to both.
She's like, no.
Oh, could I though?
Dude, I felt so bad though. And I'm like, Lily, please hit me back. Please.
Yeah.
And she's like, no. I'm like, you're making it worse now. Yeah.
Can't even pretend. In my dreams, I can't even like successfully punch someone.
It's like, wow.
Dude, that reminds me of the Nicolas Cage movie, Dream Sequence. Have you seen that? Or
no.
Dream Scenario? It's it came out like in November and it's...
Oh, it's the A24?
It's A24 film.
You saw it?
Not yet.
Oh.
Everyone on Earth or a lot of people on Earth are having the same dream with him in it. But he's a real person. So people are like, wait a minute, you've been in my dreams. And so like, that's the whole thing. But they have a scene where he's like punching and it's like jello. Like it's like... It's just bringing it all to life. It's great.
You know what time it is, though.
Question corner, question corner, question corner with Lily, where the questions are fresh on our mind.
Ha ha.
I think that we've asked this question before, but it was submitted by our friend Kristen Kruger.
Oh, yes.
Who has a special request.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, Miss Kruger.
And I'm certain that Corey has not answered this question on the podcast. What is your death row meal?
Yeah. There it is. That's a good one.
And I guess, let's go ahead and create some parameters here. Is it an app, main course, dessert, beverage?
Yeah.
You have to pick all of those?
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Okay, so an app, a main course, and a dessert.
My app beverage. Would be...
Oh, beverage, okay.
Olive Garden breadsticks with the Alfredo sauce.
Nice.
Oh, man.
That would be my app.
I'm going to Olive Garden tonight.
Whoa.
Shut up, no way.
Well, listen, guys. I want to brag how well I'm doing. I don't want to brag how well I'm doing, but...
Old Richie Rich over
here. We're going to be having unlimited breadsticks.
Is it with your sister? Can we come?
No, it's my sister actually had to go back.
You turd.
It's her.
Do you even want us to meet her?
No.
Are you ashamed of us?
No. She came. He met her once before.
You didn't get to meet her? Yikes.
Ooh. Yeah, Corey. Yeah, they hung out. Actually, she wasn't here. She did come in here. What was it? Tuesday?
I don't even know what she looks like.
I met Mama Denim.
She's 7 feet tall.
I met her too. She looks like the godmother in Shrek, right? His mom.
I didn't like deep dive on it. I just like said hi.
My main course would be the fish and chips from that one village in Ireland.
Dang, you're sending this prison assistant abroad.
Yep. And then my dessert would be, I don't know, chocolate malt milkshake.
What?
Yeah, that's good. Chocolate malt milkshake.
What is a malt?
Why'd you go, what? And I go, yeah, that's good.
Because I'm thinking something like Courtney Roydance's creme brulee.
Mm.
Dude, that was legit good. That was
oh, then my drink, good. Right?
Yeah, your beverage.
I don't know.
What's your favorite drink in the world? What would be the last thing you drink?
Something like ginger ale.
I do like ginger ale.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Nice cold ginger ale.
Canada Dry.
What a lame drink.
No, it's
what
not.
What a lame drink. Ginger ale?
That's not lame.
It's your last meal on earth. It's your last drink you're ever going to have. You're going to say ginger ale?
Poison. They can't kill me.
I saw somebody was like, what do you want for your last meal? And it says, I'll take a peanut butter sandwich. He's like, okay. And he's like, I'm allergic.
No.
No.
Lily, you go.
Okay. I'm going to say like a Caesar salad from the garlic.
Mm. Dude.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
I upgraded to the Caesar salad that day. We took me and Kelsey to the anniversary. Oh, my goodness.
Crazy.
Best salad I've ever had. It was crazy good.
Crazy good.
Yeah.
And then, like, I want Taco Bell in here somewhere. But
you always make that a dessert?
Yes. And then maybe I want another Italian dish, maybe like the cacio e pepe from Prato.
Okay.
How many main courses do we get here?
That was my main. And then I had a Caesar salad for my app. And then I want Courtney Roydance's creme brulee for dessert.
Nice.
And for a beverage, I will take Diet Coke.
Cold. On ice, glass, can.
Hot. On ice. Boiling.
Steaming, please.
I saw this old commercial from like the 70s.
Dr. Pepper?
Hot Dr. Pepper?
Hot Dr. Pepper, dude.
It was a commercial for Dr. Pepper where like the Christmas time, they literally heat up Dr. Pepper and drink warm Dr. Pepper.
I don't get that.
Like psychopaths.
I mean, I would love to try it like with a fresh palate, never knowing Dr. Pepper, never knowing soda, and then be like, hey, you have this hot drink. I'm like, sure, I'll try it. It might be good, but our preconceived ideas now have just ruined it, right?
Yes.
All right. Corey, what's your final meal?
Starting off with the crab rangoons.
Nice.
Oh, that's good.
That's what
you literally just stole my appetizer.
With the red sauce?
Yeah.
Yes. Then.
Do you like them in the triangles or do you like them in the weird shape? What do you call that?
Just the wonton like a
seraphim?
Shape.
Like a claw.
A seraphim. See the crab rangoon this guy?
Whoa. I think the fancy non-triangle.
Like the fortune or the
or those
origami.
Yeah, we'll do that.
The origami shape.
What do you call that though?
In elementary, the
one, where you two, pick three, four, pick four, four, five, one, two, six, seven.
Yeah, I don't know what the name of that thing is.
you pick four and the girl you have a crush on pops up.
Oh, no.
Just kidding. Three.
Did you guys ever play that MASH game?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, you don't remember that?
I don't know.
It was like who you're going to marry, where you're going to live, what car you're going to drive. It's so ridiculous.
Yeah.
All right. When are you finishing off with?
Moe's for the entree.
Moe's.
Yeah. That's a hot take.
What do you get? Burritos, nachos? What do you get?
The crunch wrap.
Nice.
Oh. And then maybe just like a piece of cheesecake or something.
Nice.
Top it off.
What kind of cheesecake? Plain?
Yeah, maybe with like strawberry? with some
triple berry?
With some stuff on top.
Huckleberry?
Though. Carrot top?
Carrot top.
Not carrot top.
Carrot on top. But carrot top.
Maybe just like a strawberry, like little glaze.
A little drizzle?
There. Yeah, just a little strawberry bit. Drizzle.
What about your drink?
Orange high C.
Nice.
I'm going to get all of mine off the
drink of the astronauts.
Do they drink that?
Is that the first drink?
I thought that was Tang. Oh, that was Tang.
Was it Tang?
Yeah.
Ew.
Tang. I'm going to get all of my items off the dollar menu at McDonald's, so here we go. no, I'm going to do Crab Rangoon for appetizers because those are the best.
Top tier.
And then I'm going to do a stuffed crust Hawaiian pizza with jalapenos and hot honey drizzle for my entree with a side of garlic honey wings, garlic hot wings.
Nice.
From Pizza Hut?
No, not the pizza can be from Pizza Hut, sure. But the wings got to be from Frogger's. No, not Frogger's. Bulldog Saloon. If I have to pick a specific place, then it's a place called Bulldog Saloon. But then dessert drink. Man, Mountain Dew. I have to go out with a classic Mountain Dew, cold Mountain Dew, and hot Mountain Dew, actually. Hot Mountain Dew. Yeah. And then dessert, man, I'm going to have to do like a streusel blueberry muffin.
What?
Streusel blueberry muffin.
Streusel.
Streusel for the blueberries.
Could I please have the streusel blueberry?
It's my death from you.
Okay, now the next question. Of all of the ways that they execute people, which one would you choose?
Jeez.
Oh, I've thought about this. I like this one.
Maybe guillotine.
Yeah, I think that's where my brain went to.
What's the most fun for people to
guillotine.
Watch?
Yeah. Guillotine for sure. It's the most dramatic.
Man, were there other ways to do
which
it?
Which one's the most fun to watch?
There was because obviously there's like lethal injection, like the
I don't like that one.
What's the
why? That's the most humane one.
I know, but it's
just too calm. It's anticlimactic.
Like, I don't know. It's just somehow seems like more sad.
Yeah, it's like putting a dog down.
Yeah,
but a person.
It's like exactly like that.
Yeah,
it's almost like exactly.
It's identical, actually.
It's eerily similar.
And before then, it was the electric chair. No, thank you.
No.
That is traumatic.
I know.
Have you seen The Green Mile, dude, too? Yeah. That's the worst.
Have you seen The Green Mile?
Yeah, he just wouldn't die.
Dude.
Well, because he didn't get his head wet.
Yeah, the guy
sponge.
Didn't.
Sponge.
That guy, honestly.
Supposed to do the sponge.
Oh, you have
water.
To do that?
Yeah, or that's what they did.
He did the sponge, but he didn't rinse it.
Yeah.
Oh, dude. That guy is honestly probably the worst villain in the movie history.
Yeah.
Like, the way I felt about him, I know, like, you'll have, like, Thanos kill a million people in a second, but then it's like, but that guy for some reason he got under my skin.
Did we talk about when the last guillotine? I always say that wrong, right?
No,
guillotine. Yeah,
it's guillotine. You say guillotine.
I always say guillotine.
Guillotine.
Guillotine. Do you know when the last one was? I think we talked about it.
I think it's recent, right? Like in France.
Yeah,
or England.
France, and it was in the 1978.
That is
too long.
That was the last guillotine execution.
It's too late.
Absolutely wild.
Yeah, and they did it. Because this dude was a psychopath and like killed a lot of people, and they wanted to display like this is what happens to you if you're really bad. But then a lot of people showed up and they were cheering and they got like stoked off of it. And like the French government was like, "Wait, we made a mistake."
Dude. I know they don't understand like humanity's nature.
Yeah,
dude, if it was part of our culture nowadays, people would be going crazy for it.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It would be insane. The fact that it would be so normalized. If it was normalized now, especially with our social media and everything, it'd that would be like, so crazy.
It'd be like the Super Bowl, like a sporting event.
Yeah, it'd be like
people would show up.
People would be like doing like crazy edits to all of these guillotines and stuff. I want to do.
With Skrillex in the background.
Oh my
God. 911! Can you give us a song?
Yes.
I would want to do Firing Squad, by the way. but like with cannonballs, like with like fruit or something.
With fruit?
Like big watermelon, like in a cannon. Like
that's how you want to die?
Like if like we did firing squad, but like it would be just me make it like a fun twist.
With being blasted by fruit?
Yeah. It's like stoning and firing squad kind of feel, but then it's like, I want it to be a spectator sport as well.
But only you live for 4 hours while they do it.
All right, I'm going to FaceTime Andrew.
I keep surviving.
I think that's what I'm interested in is the dramatic promenade as you're walked up.
Yeah. I want entrance music and stuff. I want it to make it a big deal. It's
growling.
Hey, we're going to sing you a song, and then you're going to have to explain your reel real quick. Are you in the bathroom?
I am in the bathroom. We're about to check into this appointment.
Okay, well, you have to be a part of this. Give us a song.
The Police.
Andrew
has a reel for us right now. Andrew!
Okay, explain your reel.
I'll just set it up this way. I think Australians are absolutely crazy people, and I think that this reel demonstrates why this chick's way too calm in the situation. And what would you do if you found yourself in her shoes or the boyfriend's shoes?
Okay.
One.
All right. Yep. So we know that you are racist towards Australian people. All right. Have fun. Bye.
Okay. I think we have to play audio, but he's gonna have to bleep certain parts
when he edits.
Because I think that
didn't he say sound. He may have edited it already?
Oh, maybe he did. Okay.
All right. Ready? 3. 2, 1. Oh my god. Bro.
What the heck? Bro!
She's way too calm.
Where is it?
I don't know. Oh my gosh.
It's hard for me to look at. Isn't that a recluse?
No.
The way I literally take all my clothes off in public. Oh my gosh.
Dude, that's wild.
No thanks.
I had a black widow on my arm when I was a kid, me and my brother. I was literally in fourth grade. And I had this black spider, and we were just like, I was fascinated with spiders, and I found it, and I was just going crazy. And then we took it off, and then we had it in the glass, and no joke, we found it was a black widow, and I had it crawling all over me for like 5 minutes before that.
You did talk about this on the podcast.
Oh, did I?
We need a memory bank.
Oh, I know.
That we talked about.
I know it. It's tough, because everyone's probably like, oh, that's not true. Those details are changing.
Yeah. False.
That's horrifying.
Yes, it is.
That is scary. I sent you guys a text, by the way. The picture?
I've seen this before.
Okay. Don't answer yet. So you have to look at the picture. Josh, have you seen this? The sandwich one?
The what?
The sandwich photo that I sent you guys in the group chat. Now, the question is, where's the next bite?
C.
And there is a right answer.
It's C, 100%.
It's not. Okay.
What?
All right. I want to hear everyone's. Okay. Go ahead.
Oh, wait. No, I'm sorry. B?
Yeah.
I've seen it where it was a triangle.
Okay.
Before.
This is a different sandwich, though.
Yes. I'm looking at it now. But I just remember answering the corner. Definitely B.
B?
Okay. I'll tell you, there's a psychology to this.
Okay.
There was a season of my life,
yeah,
probably the first 15 years of my life, where the answer was C.
Yeah.
Because it's like your duty. Just
the
get it over with.
The only reason I don't like
what do you mean get it over with? There's still meat in there.
No, it's scanty.
Oh, my goodness.
The only reason that B wouldn't be 100% is sometimes I hate getting mayonnaise and mustard on my mustache.
Got it. Okay. So it's like,
because when you bite in that crevice, you're going to get it.
Today, do you bite B or C or A?
Today I bite B.
Yeah, B.
You bite B?
Today I bite B.
Today I bite B?
Definitely.
I literally could say it.
Definitely B.
Really?
I mean, you're just going to have to.
What are you saying?
I mean, a lot of people are saying C. A lot of people, I don't see a lot of people picking A, but here's
definitely not A. You're a psychopath.
I am also a B guy, but I can understand C because you think about this psychology. You eat C.
Yeah.
That's why
I said C at first.
You take a bite of C, you take a bite of B, then you take a bite of new C, right? And then it should be a decent bite. But if you eat C right now, that B is too big. You gotta bite off the smaller bite, and then you savor the big bite for the end, right?
Yeah.
Yeah,
I do this thing sometimes. Like if I'm eating a burger, and wherever the sauce is coming out of, I'll like turn it and bite it. Yeah. And then this was, I was like in sixth grade. Our buddy Lance, you know, Lance Patrick?
Yes.
I was eating a burger. He's like, oh, dude, can I get a bite? And I handed it to him and I'd bitten all around the burger. He's like, never mind. He's like, I don't want it now. He's like, what are you doing? Why are you eating around the perimeter?
I think the first time I ever saw you a sandwich, I kind of freaked out a bit because we had to do a video, the Chick-fil-A sandwich.
Oh, how you eat upside down?
Yeah. You grab the burger. It's laying down. You grab the burger like this, and then you had bottom bun up top.
And then he takes a bite. It before I don't like
and
it.
No, I don't like it either. I looked at it. I was like, what are you
That's
doing?
That's the way I eat.
That's crazy. That's an insane way to eat.
To me, it's easier to grab like this.
Oh, you do that.
Yeah, but you...
Yeah.
How many? You don't need all 10 fingers. You just
if
you
it's
just
a big
it.
Burger...
You just grab.
I know, like this. Flip it. Instead of going...
Oh, you're a crab claw guy.
It's the same thing.
No. Look at my elbows. Watch this. This is the way I do it. This is the way you do it.
Look at, no, see how far this is how I do it.
Look how far your elbows are.
What are you talking about?
Look at my elbows.
What's wrong with the elbows?
I can keep mine right here.
Okay.
Now you look stupid.
Yeah, you look stupid. We all look stupid. We're just sitting.
we're like.
You guys aren't just like one hand, like just like grab.
I cut mine into cubes. Actually, I have Kelsey cut me into like little king cubes.
I call my mom to come over and cut up my steak.
Man, I want a steak.
I want a steak.
Speaking of steak,
speaking of mistakes,
Giants in old America.
Hold on.
What? I told the people last episode that I would talk about Giants in America.
I know, but we're jumping into this and we've not even talked about Gypsy Rose Blanchard.
We'll save her for the end.
Well, no, now we have to do it.
I don't even know.
You just gave an intro to the Giants. We have
and
to jump to the Giants.
And then she hijacked it.
Because I know this is going to be lengthy.
Go ahead.
She's free.
She's Gypsy is free.
She's roaming.
She's a rose and she's blooming.
She's beautiful.
She's beautiful. She's happy. She seems like she's on top of the world right now. And she's got a bunch of gigs, which she's making a ton of money, which she should.
Yeah, dude, we
got
to get her on this podcast.
Dude, if she could get on
Do
her
you know
podcast.
Who Gypsy is?
No. Like a gypsy?
No. Her name is Gypsy Rose. She's a female who just got out of prison after 8 years after conspiring a plan to have her mom murdered.
And she murdered her mom because she had Manchausen by proxy. So she was basically poisoning and torturing her child because she believed that she was sick, but she was completely well. It's a real disease.
She told her, you can't walk, took her teeth out, had like dental,
shaved
her head, everything. Lied to this girl until she was a teenager, until the teenager, you know, Gypsy figured it out like, hey, this is not adding up.
Yeah, I'm actually well.
Yeah, this is good. And so, yeah, it's a crazy story. And so there's documentaries on it. There's a show on Hulu called The Act.
So was her mom murdered?
Yes.
Yes.
Oh, she was?
Yeah, but she didn't partake in it. That's what I'm saying. She was kind of like the person who planned it. But it's a wild story. I don't think she should have gone to prison. I think it should have been a different type of rehabilitation type of thing.
What? Yeah. Oh, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, a different type of hospital.
Yeah.
Not a prison. But
you conspire.
Wild.
You conspire to kill your mom, and she's like, nah, you're good.
No, she's being like,
it's like an incarcerated, it was like
abuse and neglect, and it was like, it was crazy. It was to the point where she was literally a prisoner. And like, she would never be able to leave.
Her mom was killing her, too.
Yeah, like, absolutely. And like, it was an absolute, slowly. And she was never going to get away from her mom.
Oh,
like,
she was
never going to allow
she
her
She was
about.
The victim.
Yeah.
She was the victim.
Gypsy was the victim.
But she did have her mom killed. But the thing is, it's like the argument of like those who kill their abusers. You're like, justice. But you can't, as a nation, you can't allow the people to
She did
justice
what she felt
hands.
Was necessary because so many people failed her.
Yes.
Government failed her. Friends, family, everyone who was in that like in that case who interacted with that family who could have done something. She would hop from doctor to doctor like every year, dude. Like just different doctors coming up with new medications, lying medical records, all this stuff. It was absolutely wild. And it's crazy she's out.
I know.
She seems like she's doing well.
I hope that she has a full, beautiful rest of her life.
Yeah. And I hope maybe we could just, like, I know it's exciting for everyone because we've learned about her story and a lot of true crime stuff has blown off since she's gotten in prison. But hopefully we could just chillax and let her live her life.
I know, yeah.
At one point, she's gonna be like, I'm fine. Maybe she likes it, though. Who knows?
Except I'm desperate for her to get a TikTok. Has she done it yet?
I don't think so.
She's on Instagram.
Yeah, for sure.
I did see it was like 5.3 million followers. So
interesting. Dang. Maybe that's her. Yeah, then that would be. I mean, I would love to hear some more story. I would love to hear more of what we don't know about yet.
Yeah.
Speaking of what we don't know about yet,
Giants in America. Yo. Okay, so this guy on YouTube, his name is Mr. Mythos. Okay. He does a great job at explaining everything that I'm going to talk about. He has really cool videos. Like, he's a great storyteller of history and the crazy stuff that's happened in this world.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, America and Giants. There's a lot of old accounts of conquistadors and explorers in early America, South, Central, and North America, where they all encountered some sort of giant.
Okay.
So it's like there's too much evidence to refute that there were, in fact, giants living in different parts of the Americas.
Larger human beings that we're not accustomed to. Yeah.
Yes.
They found bones, right?
They have.
I don't know if it's real or not, but
I'm sure it is. But they always go missing.
Yeah.
They always go missing.
Nick Cage, we need you.
Where are you? 1539. There was the conquistador Hernando de Soto.
Okay.
Very famous explorer, conquistador. Not explorer. He was not a good guy.
He's not that famous. I've never heard of him.
But he led this expedition with 600 Spanish soldiers, right?
Hard must that have been back then?
Yeah.
What?
Running 600 soldiers.
Yeah,
you don't have Slack.
Like, you don't Slack? We don't have text messages? There's no group chat? There's hey, can we just pass this memo around for a second? That is crazy. 600 people.
Yeah. I mean, they went by boat and landed on.
Still, though, to make that plan and everything is crazy. Yeah.
Southeast U.S. is where they landed, which it's Alabama is where they were.
Okay.
And they were just pillaging and taking gold from natives and stuff. Not good. And they're sitting in this village one day and they hear this rustling from the woods. And out comes this giant Native American man. And the quote was from a guy that was in the party. Seeing him, we paused, dumbed with amazement, a great limbed giant, the heads of our tallest men reached only his breast.
Whoa.
So their heads were only here on this guy.
8 to 10 feet tall.
And this Native American, his name was, he went by Black Panther, Wakanda.
Yeah, forever.
But he was a son of Chief Tuscaloosa.
Ooh.
That sounds, because that's a place now, right?
Yeah, in Alabama. Isn't that the University of Alabama's here?
Yeah.
Yeah, so Chief Tuscaloosa, Black Panther was his son. He told the Spanish, my father would like to meet you. Would you want to come with us? So, yeah, sure. And so they traveled, I think a day through the woods. And then they came across this village, but it was more of a city. It was huge. And outside of the city was completely surrounded by this giant, giant wood wall. They go in, and in the middle of this village is this giant mound. And on this mound is sitting Chief Tuscaloosa. And he's surrounded by 100 Native American men that were guarding him. They said when he stood up, he was 2 feet taller than his son.
Mm.
And they, all the Spanish, they're afraid. They're just because this dude just stood up and they're like, this is, we've never seen a man
massive
with this stature. But they described him being wasn't just tall. It's all his features were giant. So he was just this dense, giant Native American man. And he's like, hey, let's go eat. And so they go and eat and they're drinking all this stuff. And then Hernando realized, he's like, wait a second, where are all the Native Americans?
Uh-oh.
He's like, they're not here. And then they look up and they see them starting to slide in spears through the hut. They got attacked. 200 of the 600 soldiers were killed. And the rest were able to flee. They're so mad. They came back the next day, attacked the village, killed 2,000 Native Americans, including Black Panther. But Chief Tuscaloosa,
Yes. Right?
Was gone. And they were never able to find him.
He's in Alabama.
He's in Alabama.
Greenbow, Alabama. Dude, probably found a cave or something, man.
So that was one of the stories.
Okay.
And then we get this guy, Amerigo Vespucci, which Americas are named after Amerigo Vespucci. I don't know if you knew that.
I did not know that.
Yeah. He was an Italian explorer. And
that's where the America comes from?
Yeah.
Jeez. I had no idea.
Yeah. But in 1499, he landed on this Caribbean island, which I've never heard of until today. Curaçao. Right? C-U-R-A-C-A-O. Curaçao. I think that's how they said it. But it's really close to Aruba. And he talked about they're out of fresh water, so they just landed on this island. When they got off, they noticed that there's these giant footprints. And so they're like, these are not normal size footprints. So they followed them. They went to this village, and there was only, all the men were gone, and there was only five women. But they said these women were so tall that the same thing, their heads only came up to their chest. And they were so fascinated by them, they were going to attempt to kidnap them,
yeah,
to bring them back to basically show off, like, we caught giants.
These large women.
And then as they're conspiring, the men come into the village. And he says these men were so giant that even if they were on their knees, they're still like 2 feet taller than us. So just, and they were like, freaked out. And so they were like, yeah, we're not going to do anything.
Yeah.
And so the men escorted them back to their ships and basically like never come back here. So that was another story.
Jeez.
And then there was one where this guy, Alonso Alvarez de Pineda, Spanish explorer, 1519, encountered giants in the Mississippi region, wrote all about it. His quote was, a race of giants from then, or he said that they were 10 to 11 palms in height, which I looked up, like, what is that? It's like basically a foot.
Yeah.
It's like 10 to 11 inches. So these dudes are like 11 feet tall.
Golly.
Oh my gosh.
But this one was the craziest. The Patagonia giants.
Oh, which is not a country.
It's a region.
It's a region.
And it's not just a brand.
Correct.
Got it. That didn't create the name from themselves. Got it.
So 1520, Italian scholar Antonio... Antonio Pigafetta. Antonio Pigafetta.
Hey.
He was traveling with Ferdinand Magellan.
Magellan.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's super famous.
Yeah. So he was traveling with Ferdinand Magellan, who was the first to try to circumnavigate the world. And correct. So they're going around the tip of South America, and a storm blew in, and they had to basically run aground and stuff and wait out the storm. And they were there for a couple, like 6 weeks or something. But for 2 weeks, they didn't see any humans whatsoever. And then one day they were on like one of their little boats going around like different parts of the coast. And they said they saw this giant man on the beach who was butt naked and was dancing and singing and throwing dirt on his head and stuff. And they said that he had two hearts painted on his face. Super weird. And they came across him, and it startled the giant. He was like afraid of him.
Yeah.
And then like through like broken sign language, the giant kept on pointing to them and pointing up. Like basically, like, you came from up there.
Oh.
You came from the sky. You came from the heavens. And
the giant was pointing at them?
The giant was pointing at the crew and stuff. Yeah. And they're like, he's like, you came from up there. And so the giant led them in to his village, and everyone was like, huge. Saw them, and they started celebrating and dancing and singing and pointing to them and pointing up like, you've come back, basically.
Oh, wow.
Really weird, right?
Yeah.
Like, you are our gods. Yeah. Like, you came down again. And so they're celebrating that and stuff, right? But they had, like, just, like, really weird encounters to where, like, these giants were, like, really nice, but really dumb. Mm-hmm. And so like one of the people on the boat had a mirror and they showed the giant his reflection, and it scared him so bad that he literally threw four men like away from him.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Like it was just weird.
Yeah.
But then it was time for them to go. And Magellan's like, yo, we got to take some of these giants back with us. Right?
Because
he's like, we have to show
yeah.
the people of our world that giants do, in fact, exist. And the way they did it was super sad because these giants were pretty dumb.
Yeah.
They had all these like jewelry and trinkets the Magellan and his crew did. And they're like giving them to some of them and stuff. And they're like, oh. And then they put chains on them and hammered them down. And they didn't know that they're being imprisoned. They thought it was just jewelry.
Yeah.
And then they took two of them. And they, unfortunately, these giant men died on the boat because they said that they ate so much, but then they would like grab rats and just eat them without doing anything. And like they got sick and died. But Patagonia means place of big feet.
Wow.
Really?
Yeah. Pata, I think in Spanish means foot. And the Patagonia together means place of big feet. So we named the giants on the boat Patagonians.
Wow.
Interesting.
And that's just a little taste of the giants that were in the Americas.
Wow.
That was super cool.
Yeah.
I love that. Golly, that is so scary, though, to think about.
Yeah.
I mean, have you seen the
old maps? Like old world maps of like where they paint giants and stuff?
No.
All right. Keep talking for a second.
But that's, I mean, I don't want to go down this rabbit hole too much, but the idea of like them just not being very intelligent, like the idea is that they came from intelligent beings, fallen beings, right? If we're going to go the biblical route, but then this is what year would this be? You know, this would be the 1600s.
It was the
1500s.
Yeah.
So at that time, you probably have a lot of giants that are being killed and you have very few. So family members are, you know, they're cohabitating. Yeah.
Here's a drawing.
Yeah, I mean, it had to have happened.
And so there's like incest happening within among giants. And like, I don't know, that's just a weird, you're probably getting a weird mixture of giants. I don't know. That's strange.
For sure.
Here's a drawing. I think it's from someone that was part of the crew that they drew of their encounters with these giants in Patagonia. Is that not insane?
Yeah. I mean, golly, how could,
I mean, just giants. Like the baby is bigger than the dude.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
I just can't imagine when you talked about them being first on the beach and then you see you hear something in the woods and then seeing something that tall walk out. That would be, it reminds me of Big Fish, the movie.
Yeah,
when
yeah.
he says the giant for the first time. It's like, how staggering that would be.
So this was on the map of Patagonia with these giant men, like next to a little dude.
Wow. Yeah.
But yeah, crazy stuff.
Holy dude. That's weird.
Giants,
super,
baby.
Super, super strange.
What confused me is when you said the guy had heart symbols on his face.
Well, yeah, they said he had painted like hearts on his face. That's what the dude said.
It would have had to have been like realistic hearts, or they would have had. So I looked up.
Yeah.
The heart symbol originated in the 1200s.
Oh, interesting.
In France. But that means that they would have had to communicate with the outside world.
Yeah, or maybe it was just like a symbol that they had. That looked similar to a heart.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah. Either way.
That is strange.
I don't know.
Now, you talking about Magellan made me kind of think about how people, like, you know, like Brittany Broski put out a video. She's like, isn't it crazy how people just like traveled the world and made maps and drawings of everywhere they've been? And then like we later on in life figure out that it was exactly right. It's like, good job. Like,
dude, isn't that incredible? I thought about that so much.
It's like crazy.
How detailed they could get coastlines and stuff.
Mm-hmm. I was like, how do you do that? Especially with I wouldn't understand. It's like, the waves are here one day, the waves are there. It's like, we can't move it. You got to move it constantly. But
I think it's like one of the oldest maps. This was a weird one. It had basically the whole eastern side of the Americas mapped out perfectly. But then it went down and almost looked like it connected to Antarctica.
Really?
I bet it did, though.
But in Antarctica, he had palm trees and stuff.
Because it did, though.
Wow.
Because
it's weird.
Did, though.
Wow.
It's weird.
Yeah.
It did, though.
Yeah.
We know it did.
Yeah.
Because they say they find it under the ice.
But if a dude drew that out, and this was like maybe the 1300s.
Yeah.
How did it get covered in ice between the 1300s or so and now?
Bro, 2,000 years ago, our world was underwater.
It was longer than that.
Oh.
2,000 years ago was when Jesus was here.
True.
When was Pangea a thing? Was that millions of years ago?
So they
say.
You don't know about
Pangea.
Some say millions. Others say about like 9,000 or so.
Is that when they drifted? The continental drift? Is that what they're talking about? Okay.
Yeah, when Pangea was like, Pangea's like all the continents were together.
Yeah. Now, have you heard the theory of why, like, they don't know why, but like how the continental drip theory?
Drip?
Because if you look at the map, every continent looks like it's coming to a point at the end. It looks like it's dripping. Oh. And so there's theories, they just don't know why, but everything points down.
Gravity.
And so that's the thing. It's like, what does that mean? How does that happen for everything? So
wasn't it weird that almost, is it every river except the Nile flows south?
Oh, I don't know. Is that true?
That's
crazy.
Is it true? Do you know?
I thought it was all of them except the St. John's. The St. John's goes north, right?
Hold on.
You know this. We've talked about this before.
We talk about so many things now. It's like to the point where I send Josh the same meme probably once a month, I think. Because I'm like, this is hilarious, but I always forget that what we mentioned.
Because Josh said my first appearance that he does the camping trip on the St. John's.
Okay. I don't know. I have
no
idea.
They flow in all directions, says the internet.
Yeah, it does. It says that's a common misconception.
Oh, yeah. Got it. So in this conversation. I'm literally like having a self crisis. Just, what in the world?
What? That's crazy.
Hey, I have a question. You know Colorado?
Yes.
You know, like on a map, right? You could probably identify it,
yeah.
Right? How many sides does Colorado have?
Four.
Four.
Wrong.
What?
What if I told you Colorado has 697 sides?
Well, then that's stupid.
No.
Nope. Or is it just like doing this?
Yeah, but do you know why it happened that way?
No.
I heard the craziest story. So they're going out and they're like, you know, I don't know what you say whenever you're going out and you're finding all the state lines and you're, you know, writing it down for like the government.
Yeah.
And they kept adjusting. Like they kept going over and they would look back and like, wait a minute, we're in the wrong spot. You know, they would look at all like compass and everything like that. And it was because, you know, the latitude and longitude, like they wouldn't account for that. So shifting over, they would slowly start going. And so they had to keep redirecting
this whole time.
That's
crazy. And so that's how Colorado has like 697 sides.
Wow.
It's wild. If you like zoom in, you can really see it. Yeah. Come on. I could have figured that out.
Every other state, like, yeah, we got to figure it out.
Yeah. Colorado, get your act together.
Come on.
Oh, what do you want to talk about on the Patreon episode?
Oh, I have a Harry Potter thing that I did.
I have a Harry Potter thing too.
Really?
Yes.
Nice.
Okay, Patreon.
Does it involve Malfoy?
No.
Ooh, nice. I do.
Patreon.com/ninjas or butterflies. Go there to see what we're going to talk about. Right, Corey?
Yeah.
Yep.
Yep. Yep.
Yep.
Okay, guys.
SundayCoolSwag.com. Guys, if you want to support your local podcast, and just let everyone know how much you love us, go to SundayCoolSwag.com, order some swag there, or if you want custom merch, you know where to go.
SundayCool.com.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, make sure you give us 5 stars on everything. Right, Corey?
5 stars.
On everything. And everyone comment, yay, Corey.
Yay. Tell us your favorite thing about Corey.
Yeah, tell us your favorite thing about Corey. Okay, guys. Love you.
Love you. Bye. Miss you, Andrew.
Miss you, Andrew. Mwah. You handsome boy.
Handsome. Oh, I'm going to go give that guy a hug. Hey, come here.
Did I say ninja? I meant
butterfly.
The butterfly is no doubt one of God's most
beautiful butterflies. Has empty your mind.
You were martial arts.
Ha! Ninjas are back.
Yes.
All right, I'm sweating. My palms are sweating.
Knees weak, arms are heavy.
Well, this has been...